magical peeps, and happy, happy Libra season. As many of you who already follow me know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor, and I started learning tarot when I was still in elementary school. And since that time, I've really honed and developed that practice into a full-time healing practice and my own tarot deck, Badass Witches Tarot by Cardsy B, as well as various tarot products and events. So I'm so happy to bring the Octoberween overview. Those of you who follow me know that this is my absolute favorite month. It's got everything. It's got Halloween, it's got Samhain, the Witch's New Year, scary movies. I'm going on a hayride with my niece, a haunted hayride. So I really, really love this season. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about, I think we addressed this a bit in the last podcast, that this is really this autumn, this September, October season is a new year in a lot of philosophies and religions. When we look at Judaism, Rosh Hashanah occurs in September, the Jewish New Year. In paganism and Wiccanism, we just passed the Witch's Thanksgiving of Mabon last week, and we're moving towards that Witch's New Year of Samhain at the end of the month. But before we get into all of that good stuff, and before we go through our cards of the month, actually, I wanted to introduce a special guest. And a lot of you follow my darling fur baby at Lola the Dom Pom and ask if I don't post about her, how she's doing, how is she doing in the transition to my current home and tour stop of Pennsylvania. She is great. She's actually been dabbling in reading herself. And when the quarantine first hit in, I want to say around, this is perfect timing for this little segment, because when quarantine first hit it, around the spring equinox, that like March 21st point of this year, one of my best friends, Dr. Danny Tomko, sent me a care package, because at that point, both her and I, she's a medical doctor. She's the very like logical scientific side of my friends. And I'm probably this end of the spectrum, the very energetic, esoteric side. And we both came to this conclusion of this time period is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. Like, we're in this for a while. And at that point, she sent me a really thoughtful care package with some vitamins and also this for Lola, the Dog Tarot Deck. Divine the Canine Mind by Heidi Schulman. So I thought I would start with this like fun little segment for October, since it is a really fun month. It's, you know, like I said, in a lot of philosophies and religions, it is the new year. So I was like, why not introduce this, see how you all like it for your fur babies. I do pull a card for the collective, obviously, every week. Not saying that doesn't pertain to our four-legged friends, but thought that this could be fun to get Lola involved. So let me shuffle, and then we'll pull her out. She doesn't have thumbs, so, you know, the shuffling, we're figuring out a system for that. And this deck is really cute. It doesn't have 78 cards, but the cards do pertain back to the major and minor arcana of the tarot. They're not all duplicated. I think there might be some 48 cards in this, but it's super fun. It's very playful, fun if you're a dog lover and you have a fur baby of your own. So without further ado, I would love to bring out, in her Octoberween best, Lola the Dom Pom. Hey, baby girl, were you napping in my lap? All right, you want to pull a card for the collective, for your puppy friends? All right, I'm just gonna put her here, see what her paw lands on. Okay, this one. All right, what do we have, people? We have three of bowls, but reversed. You pulled the reversal, little one. Yeah, she did. Thank you so much. She's, you know, she's loving it. So three of bowls reversed, not the worst thing, but this is, I take this as being aligned with three of cups in the traditional deck. And three of cups, we think of cheersing. It almost is that celebration after a harvest. And we just kind of had that with Mabon. But the reversal is when you may not have as much of that social time. There may be kind of a delay in some of that. So for your little fur babies at home, maybe they're not gonna, I'm sorry to tell you, Miss Lola, but you may not have as much social time this coming week. We're gonna We're going to consider this the week for the dogs this upcoming week. I feel like this might mean that your pups may not get as much time with their friends, as much like fun, social activity. So as they're people, as they're humans, where can we look at this? I know that with Miss Lola, she is super tiny and amazing. So she can go on the pads in the house. And I get very busy, especially in Virgo season. Don't always walk her. And, because I do that more for like a social fun thing. And this is kind of a reminder this week, where can you get that social interaction with your dogs, whether it's with their favorite humans, whether it's with their dog friends. I know she will be seeing her cousin, my sister's dog. Just something to consider with three of bulls reversed this week for the pups. Thank you, Miss Lola. You did an amazing job. Amazing. All right. So I'm going to remove your little witch's hat so you can take a breather. Let me know how you liked that segment, because people do ask if Lola can be a bigger part of the podcast and of my social media. So give me some feedback on that. Before we get to our cards for the overview of October, I just wanted to, we touched on kind of my favorite dates of the month, but just kind of going through some of the lunations coming up, there is a lot of intense energy. Astrologically, and this time between now and the winter solstice, we keep talking about if we're grounded, if we're in a good spot in our practice with ourselves, yes, there may be some waves that come up, but we're going to be able to ride those waves. We're going to be able to work with the energies that come. And I think most of you, I would say all of you that listen to the podcast, that are now watching the YouTube channel, thank you. You're healers. You're working with these energies. So we're going to be okay, but it's good to know what's going on. So first thing we have is this coming Thursday, October 1st at 5:05 p.m. Eastern, we have that full blood moon in Aries. So this is that harvest moon. And it's really kind of announcing the end of that shamanic wheel. So when we talk about coming into the new year and a lot of traditions and faiths, I like to look at the shamanic wheel. Excuse the sketch. Those of you who follow me are probably like, for someone who hand illustrated their own whole tarot deck, all of the illustrations, you're probably expecting better illustrations, but I did this in 2 seconds before we turned this on. So don't mind the Sharpie scribble. Anyway, in the shamanic wheel, we go from birth to life to death to decay. And this is cyclical, and we go through different stages of this in this lifetime. It's not always linear, but it kind of is symbolic of the seasons in ways, because we see that literal in spring, the birth of foliage, the flowers, the trees blooming, coming to full life in the summer, harvesting those vegetables and the flowers and the trees starting to die so that they can decay, feed the earth, and come back to birth in spring. So we're really now coming into that death decay part of the wheel. And that's why a lot of people don't like winter, that have seasonal affective disorder around winter. But this is a beautiful part of the process. So we're now in that really that harvest period where we've gone through that big life and abundance of the cycle. For many of us in 2020 are like, WTF, wasn't feeling that, but I like the death decay period. Okay, I love that about Scorpio, because that's when the transformation, that's when it gets juicy. So we're going into big transformation energy. I look at this Thursday, the full blood moon in Aries, as a big kickoff to that. It is an intense moon. We have that Aries retrograde in Mars that's been going on for a little while now until mid-November. So Aries it's heated, it's fiery. Mars is its ruler, the planet of war and destruction. So this full moon, which, we're still in a waxing period of calling in, magnetizing towards us until this Thursday, what is it that we're really ready to release? It may be something that was very triggering. What have we worked with? What have we allowed to activate so that we can kind of give gratitude for the lessons, give gratitude for our past selves of getting to this place, so that we can really transmute and clear it in this powerful Aries full moon. The next date beyond that is Friday, October 16th, we have the new moon in Libra at 3:31 p.m. So we already are in Leo season right now, but we have that new moon really bringing in that harmonious energy of Libra. When we think of Libra, it's ruled by Venus. It's the balance. It's the scales. We'll get more into that with the Justice card in a minute, but kind of a really big celebration in Libra on Friday, October 16th. And I'll go through more of these energies in more detail each week, but just to give you a little overview, because October, it's the best. It might be intense, but we've got a lot of healing, a lot of transformative energies coming in. Following that, we move into Scorpio officially on Friday, October 23rd. So that's when we make that transit from Libra, the scales, the harmony, into that Scorpionic. You know, it is known for yes, death, that part of the cycle, that part of the wheel, but also transformation of where are we shedding our old shell, an old part of ourself that no longer serves, to be able to come out and expand into a more aligned, more, you know, just bigger, more expansive version of who we have become. Especially throughout 2020. Many of us have made drastic strides in this time. And then the very last day of the month, my favorite day, Halloween, also known as Samhain, the witch's new year. This is a special one because this year on 2020, of course, it's like, let's make it extra intense. We have a full moon in Taurus. I think it's 10:49 a.m. Eastern time. So we have that full moon energy in Taurus, which is that we have the earth supporting us, and that earth energy, we think of Taurus as like that loyal sign. It can be a little bit stubborn. So some of that heatedness that's coming up in Aries, we might be holding our ground. And that's another full moon to look at. What is worth holding our ground? What is worth clearing and releasing? So a little quick October lunation and astrology energy coming in overview before we go into the cards. So let's look at our cards of the month, kids. I love Libra. I am a Libra moon. And this time of year, I think it's like we come out of that busy, busy Virgo energy of kind of work, let's get it done. I don't know about any of you, but I went from feeling a little bit stagnant to like overwhelmed with like so many, like there was a big retailer calling me for my deck. There was a ton of clients booking. I had a feature on That So Retrograde. I love the women that host That So Retrograde. Elizabeth Cott and Stephanie Sambari, amazing humans and the work that they're doing. But anyway, all of this was just like a whirlwind. I was very happy for the busyness, but now, Libra season comes in and brings in that balance. So in the OG Smith Rider Waite card, we see this is kind of the traditional position of like a ruler, an authority figure. We see this position in the High Priestess. We see it again in the Hierophant. And here is Injustice seated between these two pillars. It's usually seated between kind of two sides, two perspectives of things. Having that like seated on a throne of like, I know my shit, right? So Injustice, the interesting thing also numerologically is this is the 11th major arcana. So it's very easy to learn the numerology of the first nine cards because it aligns with the month of the year. Mercury, number one, January, or sorry, Mercury, it's ruled by Mercury, the Magician, number one, January, you know, and then we move through. Actually, wait, Capricorn's the devil. I just lied about starting with the first one. Okay, never mind. They're not all aligned in the first nine. The last chunk of, I believe it's definitely 5 through 9, but we were just, anyway, we're in the ninth, which is the Hermit. So we're thinking number nine, the Virgo. It's the ninth month. We know that energy. But some of them, the Magician is a great example. It's just ruled by Mercury. It's not aligned with Capricorn season. The devil is Capricorn. For those of you who have ever had clashes with Capricorn, that'll make a lot of sense to you. But as we move into Libra, it's the 11th. And when I think of how I remember this in association with Libra is visually the 11s are that balance, that like kind of very in alignment, very balanced, the two ones. And it also in tarot goes back to the lineage of the twos, and the twos are all about harmony, all about unity and balance. And the second major arcana is the High Priestess. So 1 plus 1 in the 11 of the Justice equals 2. So there's also an association to that energy of the two lineage and the minor arcana, the two of the High Priestess. So even though this is the 11th card and we're in the 10th month of the year, Justice is ruled by Libra season. The other thing about Justice is as she kind of sits in this throne, we see that she, I think it's a he in the Smith-Waite tarot deck, but in the one that most people are aware of working with, there are older decks and there's such a long and mysterious lineage to tarot, but I call this the OG deck for sake of learning. So in the Smith-Rider-Waite deck, in her right hand, we have the sword, right? And that's kind of what we're putting out, the right, the masculine, the giving out to the world, speaking your truth. So there's throat chakra energy in this card. In her left or receiving hand, there is that, the scales, that kind of, I look at this as a little bit of that intuition, third eye energy, right, in the scales. So we have intellect, speaking your truth, throat chakra, swords, receiving intuition with the scales, with the balance, third eye chakra. So this card, and that's also a lot of people look at this card as throat and third eye, but that's how I remember it. The other thing in justice that's really kind of clear is, yes, to use your intuition of what is right and fair, but it starts with what is right and fair for you. And in my deck, I made this Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And some of you might be like, whoa, 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 RBG, and like, you know, she passed away in Libra season, and I know many of us just found her, myself included, obviously such a huge inspiration and source of power. Many of us would look at the Justice card and be like, whoa, RBG, you know, she was all about what's doing right for other people. I would argue that justice, RBG included, is representative of doing what is fair and just for the collective. And that often starts with our intuition from our inner knowing and our place of being. And when we're really true and aligned, when we do what is fair and just from that place, that also has a ripple effect on the collective, as RBG did. So this month, where can you really tap into that third eye? Where can you use it to speak your truth when you need to share with the collective? To really be able to do what is right for you and therefore what is right for others. And it's so funny because that can be triggering for people. I remember an episode of Oprah back from the early 90s, and she was talking about, because she was one of the people that first brought self-love and self-care to the forefront, to the mainstream media, when people weren't really talking about those practices and those issues. And she was talking about the importance of really being able to kind of that very common analogy of being on an airplane and putting on your oxygen mask before assisting others, filling up your cup so that you have something to give back. And a lot of the audience at that point in the mid to late 90s were kind of combative. They were all, that would make me a terrible husband. That would make me a terrible wife. That would make me a terrible mother, because many of her audience was women. And especially as women, we've been taught, give to others first, take care of others first, and put yourself on the back burner. Justice really asks us to take care of ourselves. And when we're really good at doing that, we're a positive example for others, for the people that we love. And as I said, Virgo is very busy, go, go, go. So for those of you who found yourself a little run ragged, a little bit energetically drained in Virgo, where can you reset? Where can you put those boundaries in place? Even if it's saying no or not now to opportunities and certain people. I keep saying, I'm so grateful to be here in Pennsylvania with my family, to have this beautiful space and be able to do my work and feel much more grounded and be able to spend all of this time with my mom and dad and my sister and my niece. But it's funny because that also has combined with, I have the same amount of work, if not more. Virgo season was, I'm very grateful for that, very, very busy. And then I'm still keeping in very close contact with all of my friends that I always have. I haven't stopped spending time with them, even if it's on Zoom or on the phone for an hour, where we might have gone out for dinner for an hour before. I still have that in my schedule. So what I learned coming into Libra season for me is, you can love all of those aspects and want to feed energy to those relationships, to that, those people, to those aspects of your life, but you have to be able to do truly what feels aligned for you. So that may be, I'm going to go to one family dinner, not two this week. That might be, I'm going to shut down my laptop at X amount of time, or I'm going to only have a phone conversation with this bestie for 30 minutes instead of 2 hours, right? Really look at that and where you feel that balance, what feels like a good flow and balance to you, and that's different for everybody. But RBG and Justice really asks us to find that harmony for ourselves, because as we do that and set that, we then inspire others with the strength and the flow that we stand in, which I think is really the epitome of RBG. Our second card for the month is Two of Cups. And those of you who follow me know, I pull, the first card is following the order of the Golden Dawn and their studies around astrology, numerology, how they're tied to the cards. I'm a big tarot nerd. And the second card that I pull for the month is from the January every year, I do a big annual overview of the 12 months of the year. So this year we got Two of Cups. And also, this is funny because not even planned, because this is just the card, and this justice happens to be, you know, justice rather is ruled by the Order of the Golden Dawn and associated with Libra, so associated with us this month. But Two of Cups is in that lineage, because again, the 11, justice, 1 + 1 = 2, the two lineages, all the two in the minor arcana. So even when I saw this in January, I was like, this month is going to feel aligned. It's that balance, that unification energy of Libra season, of justice card that we really are being able to activate in an even bigger way than previous years. And I think we need that. I think we need justice. I think we need unification and harmony more than ever before. So in Two of Cups, let's start with the Smith Rider Waite version. And for those of you who ask me about decks a lot, I know a lot of teachers teach with the Smith Rider Waite deck. This is my favorite version of the Smith Rider Waite deck. It's called the Centennial Editions. They just call it Smith Waite, which I also like, because a lot of cards are known as the Rider Waite, which was the publisher, and Alfred Waite was kind of the, he was in the Order of the Golden Dawn, as was the illustrator Pamela Coleman Smith, and he was the creator of the esoteric meanings, and he helped, you know, to develop the meanings of all the 78 cards with his studies in mysticism, Kabbalah, and numerology, astrology. So he was really like the kind of philosopher behind the cards and the author. And then Pamela Coleman Smith was the designer who created all the archetypes, all of the imagery. So I think those two should get the credit. So I also like this deck for that reason. Long spiel. Two of Cups. This card is, as you can see, it's like, it looks like a man and a woman coming together, because in olden times, like, you know, it was only white people in the cards and heterosexual couples. So forgive that. It's why I made my own deck. But anyway, it's a man and a woman coming together in union, and they're sharing these cups, cups representing the heart chakra. This is a heart chakra card. This card is also astrologically ruled by Venus in Cancer. So when we think about that, it's a very emo, sensitive, vulnerable place, right? This card is, so we think of this as Two of Cups. People are always like, it's the love card. Oh my God, there's romance coming in. And let me tell you, kids, I would love for this to indicate romance for me in the month of October. I'm a little, what's the word, cautiously optimistic around that happening for me. But my dear friend, Dr. Danny Tomko, the one who gifted Lola the dog tarot deck, she said she envisions this whole me going to the local candle barn in the middle of Amish country, Pennsylvania, and meeting someone who's making the candles and knows how they align with different astrological times and different crystals. And she calls this a very COVID Christmas special. So we shall see. I don't know that I see it that way. And so what I will say is, if you're not seeing romance in the future for you, if you are in a relationship too, this can be an intensified union with that person. If this isn't always romantic, I do want to point that out. This is also a card that is just about a coming together and a mutually respectful exchange. When we look at the original card, we see, yes, the lion, which represents passion. We think of Leo, fire, passionate exchange. But we also see what's called the Caduceus of Hermes. And yes, Hermes, not like Hermes the belt, like Hermes, the little Christmas elf from the claymation. Caduceus of Hermes is the symbol of these two snakes intertwined. And it was a symbol of healing, and as well as kind of like trade and exchange and commerce in ancient Greece. So we see this, you may recognize the symbol from pharmacies, apothecaries, businesses of healing. So this is showing that there is this, like, yes, there's a trade, there's an exchange, and it's a heart chakra healing exchange. So this can be in business. This can be a client coming in this month that feels super aligned. This could be a new friendship or an intensified friendship or a more connected evolution of a personal relationship. It could also be you score a new partnership in work. That can be like a new, you start working with someone more closely. You could be working for or with somebody new. So as much as so many of us want to simplify this as the love card, it's really a card of unification, mutual respect, and synergy, which can be love, you know? So we shall see what it brings for all of us. Now let's pull our card of the week. We pulled for the K9 Collective, Miss Lola pulled, I should say, but let's check it out for the rest of us. Okay. Two of Swords, but reversed. Two of Swords reverse. Oh, that's also in the two lineage. Yeah, so we have all the twos. We have Two of Cups, Two of Swords, and Justice 11 is in the two line because, you know, because of the numerology. So we're getting a lot of twos. So we are in harmony. And you, those of you who don't like reversals, one of my very best friends, Desi, she hates reversals. And she was like, it's reversed. And I'm like, sometimes it's good. Okay. They all have light and shadow. Yes, some reversals are not as good as, you know, the upright from one perspective, but they all have light and shadow in every card. So Two of Swords reverse. This card is represented by the moon in Libra. So this is a lot of Libra energy. That is also third eye, throat chakra, like be able to see it, be able to speak it. And when we look at this, let me pull this, the Rider-Waite card, Smith Rider-Waite for us. Oh, it's not that far in. Okay. Let's look at the upright of this. So when we see the imagery in this card, we have the woman all in white, blindfolded, holding the two swords, and they're kind of equally balanced. It feels like there is balance in this, even though she's blindfolded. The blindfold really represents not being able to see the situation completely fully, not being able to make a decision. In the reversal, which we have this week, there is an element of indecision, of, oh, I don't know which way to go. And it's almost as if I don't want to drop one sword because what will that mean? It's kind of a lack mentality fear. Two of Swords reversed a little. So Desi, you're probably right on this one, the reversals a little bit. There's some more lessons in it, I will say that. But it's one of those moments of, I don't want to drop one sword for fear of, what if I drop both? What will it mean if I drop both? Will that throw my balance off when you've been holding two equally? And both of these options are probably two good options, and they both have reasons that you have attachment to them. This week, it's kind of where can you, quote unquote, pull the blindfold off in order to activate that intuition of the third eye chakra. In doing that, it's kind of the question of, can I have it all? Right? Of if you're asking, well, if I'm struggling, so should I just choose this instead of that? I have to drop something. And what I will say is the answer, the quick answer is you absolutely can have it all. In the deck that I created, The Badass Bitches Tarot, for that reason, I made it Gwen Stefani. And this is because she is a celebrity who truly personifies being able to be successful in different realms. This is the Two of Swords reversed, it's not mutually exclusive. You don't have to choose one or the other. You don't have to neglect one side of yourself. It's coming back into the harmony of knowing that we're all multifaceted. The way that she is a mom, a successful musician, she's a judge on The Voice, getting into mainstream media, into a younger generation. What is it that you're asking yourself that you, or you're telling yourself that you cannot have? It might be because we're in that true, true Libra season of balance. It might be, what do you maybe need to shelve for now? What do you need to delegate or redistribute? Put on pause so that you can revisit it. But it's not asking you to fully drop something if it doesn't feel aligned. If you're really intuitively being like, but I'm not ready for that to let that go fully, or that doesn't feel like I why can't I have it all? You deserve it all. You can. It's really being strategic about the redistribution of your energy in Two of Swords and working with the Justice. And also because we have Two of Cups this month, what partners, what other energies that you're partnered with, that you're collaborating with, can help you kind of in this decision in Two of Swords reversed. So I hope that is helpful. I think that is all I have for, I'm just looking, I put like the notes and times of the lunation cycles and certain notes. Yeah, so that's all that I have for this month, but I do want to quickly go through the little bit of updates, and I always put this at the end, so if you want to tune out now, it's just kind of the upcoming events and things that I have going on. Every Monday, as you know, I do have my Instagram lives. So for those of you, for whatever reason, are not able to book a reading with me, it's a great chance to get a live mini reading with me. And you can also send your questions through in advance if you're not able to attend. Those happen every Monday at 7:30 Eastern. I just came off of a great event with Jackie Hyde. I will be working even more with Happy House coming up. And I have a few more online collaborations with Asset Gypsy, the New Moon in Sagittarius, with Stephanie of Little Moon Mystic. So stay posted for all of those. As always, thank you so much for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.